A rebel army is using child soldiers as it increases its attacks in Uganda. The Lord's Resistance Army wants to establish a government based on the Ten Commandments in that country on the shores of Lake Victoria. Human rights groups say the rebels kidnap children 7 to 12 years old and train them as fighters. John Okello Okello of the Children's Christian Fund in Uganda says the latest battle came several days ago.
During broad daylight, they actually attempted to block the road between Soroti and Lira.
The rebels tried to block the road.
Yes, and so the army engaged them, and they claimed they killed 7 rebels.
Were any children killed in that battle?
Most of them are children. They are below 18. Most of them are very young people.
Of those 7, you know that most of them were children?
Yes.
You know, I was looking at some statistics about Uganda, and this one jumped out at me. I saw that the median age in Uganda is 14.7 years. That means that the number of people below that age equals the number of people above. That's one of the lowest median ages I'd ever heard of.
The rate at which the population is growing is very fast, but most of them are very young.
So you have a very rapid birth rate, and you also have a lot of adults dying off early from AIDS.
That is correct.
So children are the most available recruits in that sense.
Well, actually, LRA was not concentrating so much on the children. At the early part of their rebellion, which was just about 17 years ago, they were actually recruiting mostly adults. But they started to realize that the adult soldiers, whenever they had opportunity, they would desert their ranks. So progressively, they turned to recruitment of children.
Now, we've been talking about child soldiers inside the rebel army here, but as I understand it, the United Nations has reported that the Ugandan National Army, the government army, has also recruited child soldiers from time to time.
That is also correct. Of course, the Uganda National Army also, which came from NRA, which was itself a ragtag guerrilla army, they were using similar tactics. But progressively, the child soldiers were phased out of the National Army. But the concern that most people are having here is that some of these children that had been abducted by the Lord's Resistance Army, when they are rescued or captured by the National Army, after a while, they also tend to reintegrate them back to the National Army.
These children, by the time they fall back into the hands of the government, are not only victims, they may also be killers. The kid may be 10 or 12 years old and has killed another 12-year-old.
Exactly. This is not only have they killed children, but remember they are now soldiers. They have also killed several government soldiers. They have to be helped to regain their normal life so that they can be reintegrated back in society.
How often does the rehabilitation succeed?
Well, it does succeed, but one of the things that can be of great concern is that as they are reintegrated back, if for any chance LRA again captures such a child, they tend to kill them off. So the children continuously remain at risk, whether they were in LRA ranks or when they are also reintegrated back to society.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
John Okello Okello is Deputy Director of the Children's Christian Fund in Kampala, Uganda.